and Roach Abbey, to name a few. In Austen's work, of course, the terrors reside only in the mind of the romantic heroine. Catherine Morland's suspicions about a husband murdering his wife prove to be false, the creations of an imagination that has overdosed on gothic tales. In many ways, the central gimmick of Pride and Prejudice and zombies is true to the spirit of the horror novels of Austen's day. Consider, for example, the 1794 novel The Cavern of Death by Mary Ann Burgess, a work whose title evokes all kinds of mysterious, foul and dark deeds. In reality, the novel is largely an imitation of Horace Walpole's The Castle of Otranto, 1764, and Clara Reeve's The Old English Baron, 1777. The cavern itself is a gratuitous addition to the novel, employed in the final scene just long enough for two men to enter the cave and be crushed into a bloody pulp by a huge falling fragment of rock. What Burgess has done seems almost as unthinkable as, say, taking a novel like Pride and Prejudice, weaving in scenes of violence and the supernatural, and adding zombie to the title to tap into a pop culture phenomenon. It's also interesting to observe that The Cavern of Death made its first appearance not in novel form, but in a daily newspaper called The True Briton, amid reports of the French Revolution, transcripts of criminal trials, letters from George Washington, accounts of African exploration, and occasional advertisements for tonics to cure any and all ailments. This context may help illuminate why these early tales of terror gained so much popularity in the 1790s and early 1800s. Provincial English readers understood that their world of genteel gallantry and tea parties was under threat by sweeping social changes and violent revolutionary forces. Most scholars agree that it is no coincidence that Gothic's popularity peaked during a time of growing capitalism, expanding industrialization, and increasing violence and uncertainty. Austen lived through the American Revolution, the storming of the Bastille, the French Revolution, the Reign of Terror, and the Napoleonic Wars. During these turbulent decades, the Gothic provided writers and readers with a safe way for confronting their greatest fears. These dark fantastical romances offered a language and landscape for exploring and containing fears of violence, abuse of power, imprisonment, injustice, and cruelty. What Seth Graham Smith has done with Pride and Prejudice parallels what Gothic fiction writers were doing in Austen's day. As we saw with The Cavern of Death, authors frequently reworked existing novels with new and sensational supernatural machinery, and although zombies have been popular only in recent decades, their presence in Pride and Prejudice and zombies makes explicit what Austen constantly implies. Elizabeth Bennet's world of aristocratic gentility was under attack not just by fortune hunters like Wickham and fortune abusers like Lady Catherine de Bourgh, but also by larger and sometimes more violent and terrifying social and political forces. So we can't help but cheer when a reinvented yet surprisingly familiar Elizabeth Bennet wields steel and the secrets of Shaolin to preserve her threatened way of life. Dr. Alan Grove, Professor of English, Alfred University. About the authors and illustrator. Jane Austen and Seth Graham Smith are the authors of the international bestseller Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Since its publication in April 2009, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies has been translated into French, German, Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, Polish, Portuguese, Hungarian, Serbian, and Croatian. The novel has also been optioned to become a major motion picture. Ms. Austen died in 1817, but Mr. Graham Smith is currently alive and well in Los Angeles, California. Roberto Peronda is a freelance illustrator whose work has appeared in Time, Esquire, Rolling Stone, and Sports Illustrated. A graduate from Pratt Institute, he has received awards from the New York Society of Illustrators, Communications Arts, and American Illustration. Mr. Parada is also a bone marrow transplant survivor.
This has been an Audible Incorporated production of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies by Jane Austen and Seth Graham Smith. Read by Catherine Kellgren. Executive Producer Maria Olson. Producer, Mike Charzik. Production Coordinator, Kat Lambrix. Engineer, Director, Anthony Hayden Salerno. Editors, Megan Bess, Raymond Collins, Christine Farrell, and Scott Lubner. Post-production mix, Laura Stradley. Music composed by Michael Whalen. Copyright 2009 by Quirk Productions Incorporated. Production copyright 2009 by Audible Incorporated. Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.